Dearest Abigail, I write to you with great longing, and also because I lost your phone number. You see, I recently purchased a new phone and regretfully tried to transfer my data from my old phone myself. The horrors. Photos, notes, your number, all gone in a confusing flash. Why, oh why, did I not use AT&T Write to You? I could have bought online and an expert would have brought me my new phone and helped me transfer my data for free. I could be texting you hilarious GIFs at this very moment, for AT&T Write to You can deliver as soon as today. Instead, I have delivered unto myself only misery. Also, I lost your mailing address in the data transfer, so I'm not sure why I'm even writing a letter.
It's not complicated. Personal delivery, expert setup, all free. As soon as today, with AT&T Write to You. Same day delivery is subject to availability. Select areas only. Service provided by AT&T or an authorized provider. Visit att.com/write to you for details and availability.
I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Shit.
Did we have a shit. Video camera?
What is this shit?
Is actually funny.
No, it's no. Listen, it feels like peroxide.
Yeah.
And jelly.
Ooh.
It's just a little hand sanitizer. I'm cleaning you up a little bit.
My.
Well, I'll tell you what. Here's what you don't know. It's a true story. People that are germaphobes and they got a cleaner here and cleaner there and this and that there. When the flu does come around, you're going to get it. You know why? Because your system ain't ready for it. Mine is. I eat moldy green meat. I eat all kinds of crap. And you know what I heard on the other day? It's a true story. 90% of your immune system is generated in your stomach and in your intestines. And you know what? Here I am for 50 years eating the hottest, spiciest jalapenos on everything. Like Willie Nelson will tell you. Whiskey River, this is goddamn jalapeno river.
Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
A little bit of bounce in his step. Yeah.
That's when he's just hit that whiskey.
30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I all I got. Take care of me.
Playing music on my talk show.
Take my mind.
But it's good music. Whiskey's all right.
So what are you saying? Your stomach is the reason why you don't get sick?
Correct.
Because correct. You put so much whiskey in there that it kills everything.
No,
eats dirt.
No.
He eats with dirty hands. I've been to a sandwich shop with
when
you.
I
you
was
don't even
a
care.
Children,
you just start in on the fries with the
listen,
dirty
we've
fingers.
We've already talked about this before. When I was a children,
in Connecticut?
We just moved to Texas. 9 years old. So we get there, and my father. At the family gathering for supper, which is very important. Back in those days, you had to eat supper with your father's family. Yeah, everybody, else, you had to. They don't now. I don't know what they do now. But anyway.
Drive through.
My father handed me a great big jalapeno. Mm. He told me it was a pickle. Mm. And he said, go ahead and try that pickle. And sure enough, I tried that jalapeno. It's about 1970. I tried that big old pickle, and sure enough, you lit me on fire. It wasn't funny. I didn't think that was funny.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the trust issues.
Hang on. But then my first job in 1970 when I was 9 years old at New Orleans, poor boy across the street, I was in charge of slicing the ham, the salami, and the pastrami.
At 9 years old,
yep.
I'm in charge of slicing the ham.
Yep. And guess what? The jalapenos were right there by. And since I've been introduced to jalapenos by my father as a joke, now I start taking them jalapenos and rolling them up in little pieces of meat that I was slicing for these poor boys, salami, pastrami, and ham. And when you put the jalapenos in any one of them meats, for some reason the salt in the meat takes the sting away a little bit. Now when you find out that people who eat spicy food have a more intense immune system, because who can live in your gut if it's on fire all the time?
Capsaicin.
Who? The devil. The devil will live in that belly of yours.
Well, the devil ain't coronavirus. It ain't the flu. It ain't a West Nile virus. The devil ain't a cold, a common cold. The devil ain't shit.
He couldn't even handle that fire in that stomach.
That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Well, he'd have plenty of room. It looks like you have a master suite down there.
No,
it looks like you got a big backyard.
It is bigger than before.
My God, look at that big fat ass belly of yours.
You are growing.
Go to church. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Wash your hands every 5 minutes. What's the other ones they do? Name it all. And then you know what? You wind up, got to catch a flight to Tampa. Then they say, oh, what happened to that plane? Motor fell off. Motor fell off? What? Well, wait a minute. What about don't drink, don't smoke, don't do anything? Wash your hands. No coronavirus. That ain't what got you. Gentry, you looked it up. How many people die in the airplane crashes? You know what? Let me tell you something, man. It's a true story. I used to live week to week.
Yeah.
And I managed to work my way down to day to day. And I'm covered today till next week. So anybody that thinks I'm going to start sweating the small shit, start sweating today what I'm going to do next week. I'll worry about what I do next week, next week.
Since Mr. Wendy did not make an open, we will just have to turn to the great band AC/DC and the song If You Want Blood, one of Mr. Wendy's all-time favorite jams.
This show is now taking off. Right.
Even though the ratings this are going bullshit. Down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah.
Here comes right. Mr. Yeah.
It's bullshit. This show is about fucking nothing.
Here, here.
All fucking show is about.
Hey, why are you cussing so much? You know, you're going to upset the advertisers.
You already done this 30 minutes of a show prep. I see what y'all done.
You got to prep a show.
I know. You prepped the show by getting me madder than hell like Eddie Childs in Texas when he says, I'm madder than hell and I ain't going to take it anymore. And so. And then they had bumper stickers that said, I'm mad too, Eddie. People who get mad, and they're just not going to take it. They're not going to take it, you know.
What's making you so mad? It's Friday, man. It's a beautiful day out today.
Listen, we got a serious deal coming up here.
What?
What are we going to do about who are we going to run with? No, I'm talking about who are we going to run with. As far as we're all going to get run into the ground or we're not.
Oh.
They're claiming that I forgot. The last Democrat that I ever remember, really, that I thought about a lot was Bill Clinton.
Why'd you think about him so much?
Well, it wasn't that. He was promiscuous.
You like that?
Yeah.
And he played that saxophone.
Don't forget the harmonica was her name. The harmonica.
Yeah. Saxophone is what he played.
Yeah. But
he got with that harmonica.
He liked those cubanas, man.
They made fun of his old lady. Because they started playing that song, Stand By Your Man.
We're still making fun of her, I think.
I know, right. But when you go a little bit farther back before Bill was president, if you remember back in the...
Governor days?
Yes, Governor of Arkansas. When Hillary, I like to call her Hillary instead of Hillary, she had $300,000 worth of pigs that she was an owner of. They were being raised somewhere in Arkansas.
Razorbacks.
No, they're regular eating pigs. Razorbacks would run wild. She got inside information the price of pork was getting ready to go down in a day or two, just like Martha Stewart. And so she dumped her pigs to somebody, and they lost millions. But because it's back in the 80s, you're pretty dirty.
All right, I'm ready for you to sit up, grab your notes, lead the show to where we need it to be.
Wait a minute, what am I supposed to be doing, man?
You're hosting a podcast. It's like a radio show. It's like a thing. You've got X number of listeners, and they're counting on you.
Maybe we will kick the show off one more time here, Mr. Wendy.
No, why don't you just go ahead and call my family?
Ladies and gentlemen,
let's get the show on the road. Mr. Wendy, he has one more week at the trailer park already paid, so he's living the American dream.
It ain't paid yet.
What do you mean it ain't paid? On
empty. I got to pay it later.
Oh, so you're not even paid up for the week?
I got to pay today.
By what time do you have to pay at the trailer park?
8 o'clock. 8 o'clock.
P.M. Eastern time.
Yeah.
This show has been pre-recorded.
We got to call her, too, because I want to find out when we can start paying online so I ain't got to get a check and then cash the check and then get a money order running across the street. Whatever happened to this pay online? You know, we just punch it in right there and take that out of my pay. Pay them. So I ain't got to lose $50.
Most people, Mr. Wendy, have bank accounts. You know, they can write checks. They can go to the ATM and get cash.
Right, I don't know about that. Not most people.
Right.
Most people, I think. You have a checkbook.
Most people don't even have a phone.
What do you want to talk about on my goddamn show?
Well, I hear the president is on his way to Southern Florida, and you're going to go see him today.
And you know what? We said that last week. I said, the next time he comes to Florida, I want to be in that crowd. Sure as shit, he shows up right here, right where we are.
Yeah, and only in a few hours. If we're going to get there, we're probably going to have to leave right after the show.
It's a private deal, they said. But there's got to be some way. I don't need to get very close.
Gentry has an invitation.
Get me within 500 feet. I don't got to be.
What about like a balcony shot when they pull in? You can yell something.
All I got to do.
No way they're going to let Charles stand out on a balcony when the president arrives.
No, I'll let them search me. I'll wear a thong if they want. Make sure there's no weapons. And I'll get out on the balcony and I have something to say.
Just what we need here for our local spirit is that we have the Mr. Wendy in a thong running after the president.
No, I'm not saying. I'm saying as far as they want to say, you got a gun on you. No, look.
All right, well, we'll call the hotel here.
Thank you for calling the Luminary Hotel and Company. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance.
We're recording as well.
Please listen to the following options so that we may better assist you. For new reservation inquiries, please press 2. For all other inquiries, please press 3.
They probably know not to answer.
We got photo ID. They see you.
Hey, they can see me all they want. I'll be right there.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Luminary Hotel and Company. This is Mary Ann. How can I lighten your day?
Hi, Mary Ann. I wanted to ask you, what time today is the little conference? I know you can't get close, but, you know, where can you get? Out there on the sidewalk or in the road? The president's showing up there today, right?
Sir, to be honest with you, I don't have any details regarding that. All we know are we were advised that the downtown area will be very busy this afternoon.
Right. I'm going to be one of them people very busy in there. But I'm just trying to figure out, where I want to be. Is it the Luminary, or I guess there's some kind of building next door?
Do you guys have a bar down there, like somewhere where we could get a couple of cold beers and hang out?
Yes, they do.
Do you guys?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We have a lobby bar, and we have a rooftop bar opening at 4.
And pool tables. We shoot pool.
What about an actual pool? Like, can you go swimming over there this afternoon?
They got it.
If you're a guest, we don't have.
He can rent a room.
Do you have any availability? Could I like get a room right now over the phone with you?
Right now, yes, we do have an availability, but I cannot make the reservation. We have a reservations team. If you're interested, I can connect this call.
Yeah, please connect us. Let's see if we can't get a room.
Okay.
Thank you. No, we're going to get set up down there. We're going to meet the president.
Hey,
this is how
we are
going to.
Thank you for calling the Luminary Hotel and Company.
Bring your camera.
Lighting up downtown Fort Myers.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
Your call may be recorded.
I will yell from our balcony. Right.
Just shut up so we can hear the options.
Please listen to the following options.
I got
to
smoke.
So that we may better assist you. For existing reservation inquiries, please press 1. For new reservation inquiries, please press 2.
Hey, man. Take a fucking break, will you, for a minute?
Thanks for calling Luminary Reservations. My name is Julie. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, Julie. We want to rent a room there tonight.
All right. This evening for how many nights? Just one?
Just one. We just want to be there for the big show. Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm very happy to look at rates and availability for you. Give me just 1 second. And you said just 2 people, correct?
Correct.
All right. And we are a Marriott property. Are you a Marriott Bonvoy member?
I've stayed in Marriott plenty of times, but I'm not any kind of member. That was a long time ago when they started that.
And what is your name, please?
Charles.
All right, Charles.
Gary Shaw.
Can I get an email address to send a copy of your confirmation to?
Yep. Motormouth257@gmail.com. No, that's my name when I was in high school. Sorry about that, but Motormouth. Because, you know, I need 200 words to answer a yes or no question. It's been that way since I was in the third grade.
Let me go ahead and look up rates for this evening. I have a classic king guest room. If there's 2 people in your party, the rate is $279. plus tax and parking. Did you want me to book that for you?
And that's all there is, that king one for two people to sleep in. You ain't got any rooms where, like, you're over there and I'm over here. I'm going to be in the same bed.
I can look like, for a room like with two queen beds for
okay,
you.
Okay, if you could check that out, because I'm not too big on me and anybody in the same bed. I'll sleep in the bathtub, or I'll sleep in the bed with anybody. So
the rate with two queen beds for this evening is $304 plus tax and parking. Right now, I believe we're only offering valet. It is an additional $25.
Can you tell me? Okay, so if I take that, and there's a balcony, right?
No, this is a room without a balcony.
Oh,
I don't have a room with two queen beds that includes a balcony.
I need a balcony room within shouting distance of wherever President Trump's going to be. You know what I mean? I can yell for 5 miles, but I need to be able to point right at him. You know what I mean?
I don't have that available, sir.
Okay, see, because I'm just trying to. I know it's a private party, and I'm a fan of his, but I got something I want to say to him. And I'm not going to be able to get down there in that crowd on the floor, but if I'm in a unit where I'm on a balcony, I can yell for 5 miles and he'll hear me. You don't know where he's going to be or where I might be able to get. I don't care if I got to get 3 king-size beds as long as I can get a room where I can yell where he can hear me.
Well, I'm not sure where this is taking place. If you don't mind, I'll get you over to the front desk and you can ask.
Okay, because it's at y'all's place, Luminary Hotel.
All right, well, give me just 1 second. I'll connect you.
Thank you. You're very kind.
You said four.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Luminary Hotel and Company. This is Octavius. How may I enlighten your day?
I just got transferred from one of your other people. I'm trying to get a room where I have shouting distance as to where the party is going to be tonight with President Trump. So is it on the left end of the building or the right end of the building or in the middle? I know I can't be on the ground floor because that's private people only. But if I'm up there way on the third or fourth floor, I can yell from way up there and he will hear me. So I just want to know what room, where he's going to be so I can get a room where I can yell from my balcony right at him.
You want to yell?
I just want to have a chat with him. I'm not going to yell.
Oh, okay. Well, so I'm not too comfortable with that. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer to reservations and they'll be able to assist you with that as far as getting your room. Okay. I'll go ahead and transfer you right now.
No, I already came from them. All right. Thank you. I'll do something different. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Completely ruined that, man. We could have had a room.
They're going to send us right back to the same people
Right. Uh-huh.
She was going to send us back to the same people who sent us to her. All because I said...
When you said point, I want to point right at him.
What is it that you want to shout?
I meant my finger. Oh, my God. I meant my finger. Oh, my Lord.
Secret Service may be tracking you down. You gave them your name, too. Full name.
Did I? Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Listen, we got to have a smoke while I think about this. Because I'm still...
What are you going to yell to him if you get within shouting distance?
How's that hoax doing? How about that hoax? Yeah, you haul ass to the goddamn Walter Reed.
Well, he seems fine. He seems like he bounced right back.
Yeah, all the steroids and the different drugs that no one's supposed to have. Now they're finding out Eli Lilly made the one drug that is being recalled because it ain't working. And he took that one. So here we go. Listen, it's going to rain. It's going to rain. My beer's hot. I need a cold beer. Don't you think? Really?
All right, we'll be right back.
Yeah, you should
be. We're running on empty here.
Yeah, you are. And that's why we're trying to go to have a goddamn beer.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Winston gives you real flavor, full, rich tobacco flavor. Winston's easy drawing too. The filter lets the flavor through.
You got 9 more minutes of a show.
Okay, good. Gentry, you said you wanted to call Biggie.
We could save this broadcast.
No.
You're probably right. We could.
It's got some funny shit to say. We're in the middle of the day. Hey, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Listen, we got all kinds of problems going on here.
For sure,
oh,
Big
I'm sure
Papa.
You do.
He had too many natty daddies, is the reality.
That's a lie.
We went to break, and we were supposed to go see Donald Trump today. He's only going to be about 15 minutes from where we sit.
No.
And now Mr. Wendy has had too much to drink. And
that's a lie.
He can't even focus.
No, they're, it's a private gathering. No one's allowed in there but people who are... But we tried to call the Luminary Hotel where it's at, and we wanted to get a room. I don't care if I'm way 3 miles down on the west wing, and they're way down here on the east wing. I can yell that far through the trees and through the fog and even through the rain if
you're
it's
fired.
And I
well, what was you going to yell at him?
Goddamn, how's that hoax going?
You're fired.
How's the hoax going? How is...
You're fired. How,
no,
I just got that.
No. I was fucking judging things. He's funny. Anyway. So now, where were we at? What were we talking about?
You are fake news.
We were disparaging people.
So you didn't go down and see Mr. Trump?
They won't let you in there unless you are a member of the private party.
Your organization's terrible.
And so what we tried to do was get a condo. Gentry was prepared to pay the $179 for a half a night.
Small potatoes.
To go in there. And I wanted to be able to yell at where they're going to be. You know what that girl told us?
But it's what? Political bullshit.
She said she wasn't sure if she could go ahead and book me a room if I was going to be yelling at the president.
You actually told that girl you were going to holler at the president?
He told her he was going to point right at him.
Yep. Hey, it's
well,
going to
no
be.
No wonder you didn't get a room.
Wait a minute. But I crawfished a little bit. I wasn't going to yell at him. I just wanted to have a little chat with him. That's the way I crumpets that.
Unfortunately, he went for the beer that has like the 15% alcohol, and who knows what else is in there. This show is pretty much
and
derailed.
He told her
bullshit.
He would wear a thong to prove that he didn't have any weapons.
No. Here's
what he would. He probably is.
Hey, he is right now.
Yeah, no.
What would you say if you had a chance to get face-to-face to him, you know?
How is that? This is a new hoax. How's it going?
Are we doing a show?
Yeah, no.
Are you talking about the Hunter Biden hoax or
no?
What hoax are you talking about?
We're talking about going to the goddamn special hospital, 25 special doctors, everybody special, all your kids special, all the senators are special, everybody's all special. But for the rest of you, you don't get the special. You get the old hoax.
The cocktail. Yeah. They call that the cocktail.
Because you're not in the special forces.
If you are a higher up, you get the cocktail. If you are not a higher up, then you don't get no fucking special. So that's why
they give you the rat poison.
Yeah, you get natty light.
Well,
who are you voting for?
I don't know till I get there. I may do like an Indian or somebody like a Nordic Viking or something, and I'll go in there and I'll mark the ballot where they can't tell what in the fuck I did on that right there.
Brilliant.
So I will draw some sort of Greek or Roman or some sort of symbol or Arabics with a goddamn pyramid. And I'll make it with them like, what the fuck kind of boat is this right here?
I think what he's saying there is that he can't see straight to be able to punch the ballot.
That's bullshit.
Man, I think what he's saying is...
No. I don't believe it.
That's
going to,
I think, do it for this episode of Running on Empty.
This is going to be a great election. There's going to be trouble.
I don't know about that. It's like, which devil do you want?
Okay. Wrap it up, Charles.
Okay, what can I do?
You could apologize to Jay Farmer.
Apologize to the listeners for this train wreck of a show.
But ask them to listen to the better show next week. Promise.
If there is one.
No. Guess what?
Promise you're going to do better.
I ain't doing it.
Hey, why you just go down and get a room at Mar-a-Lago there, because you know Trump's going to go spend the night over there tonight.
We're going to, it's a bad scene. It's a bad scene.
We're starting to fall off the bar stool.
Like a bad scene.
Are you going to be able to make it home?
His head is down on the bar now.
I think this ship is
slobbering.
It's slobbering.
Did you guys give that guy some whiskey?
No, I didn't give him anything.
No.
It's way worse than that.
It's way worse than that.
It's way worse than that. That's
we'll hopefully see you next week.
Yeah.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber. Signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.